brave new society at the malls. Okay. 이거 비가 조금 있으니까 아빠가 raincoat 주고. So I got some. Some good Brave New Society thoughts. Especially being here in LA. First and foremost, no loser iPhones. Keep it locked in your car. Right. You got some All Gore-Tex everything. Century City Mall. Apparently the new Barbie movie, they even showcase this place. But yeah, the basic idea of Brave New Society is Equinox, Italy, Macy's. You got Earth in here. No matter how poor the weather is outside, you can always do fun thoughts. All right, so some the Frisco's Double Eagle restaurant. Yeah, I think one of the benefits of living in LA is, irregardless of the weathers, I don't know, there's always stuff to do. You could walk around. Yeah, 너무 좋아요. 우리 문이 닫았어요. 문이 닫았어요. 문이 닫았어요. And so brave. Oh, you got the Heidi Lau. Yeah, there's like so many effing great things to do here. And 너무 좋아요. 우리가 하이디 라 기억해 이거 장난감 the good benefit is yeah 니가 기억해 하이디 라 여기 와서 하이디 라 so yeah the good thing is there's so many indoor outdoor kind of funny places to kind of kill time and yeah, that's the ultimate true leisure in today's world, right? It's like being able to walk around, be out and about in the real world. Yeah, and actually this really cool thing is kind of like this like fusion indoor-outdoor thing. Okay, 잘. Okay. 이거는 뭐 없어요? Okay. But yeah, I think the really cool thing is this combination of yeah, this obviously the okay secrets to happiness, very simple. Don't have a job, be self-employed, sole proprietor seems to be the way. Don't worry about that LLC, that's kind of like, I think it's kind of a scam. Sole proprietor means you're the only employee for yourself. You're not beholden into nobody else but yourself. Even having a manager or a assistant seems to add more complications than goods. So yeah, the ultimate joy to happiness is living off the grid and being with your kid. Toto, yeah. Off the grid and with your kid. Wow, I'm fucking video game drawer here. Wow. Hi. Show us all the cool stuff. Yeah. You guys survive in the rain? Oh, you on keyboard. All right. So what's the best keyboard y'all have?
It depends.
Your favorite.
It'll be this one.
Wait, why that one?
It's a full-size keyboard, which I like. It's also pretty nice.
Uh-huh.
Macro-key, you should set to anything you want. Oh. It has a USB hub as well.
Which one is well-calibrated for like Macs or?
Well, they all work for Mac. You won't be able to do a lot of setting changes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the microphones will work for Mac, for example, here.
Oh, okay.
So, there's some differences.
Oh, very good. Is there any keyboards that are just good just for, like, typing or computer work?
I'll probably see the mechanical ones are probably pretty
Which good. Ones are mechanical?
These ones.
Oh.
These two here, and then...
So, this one's mechanical, too?
Yeah.
Oh. So what's the benefit of mechanical versus non-mechanicals?
Mechanicals, I would say they're pretty much better for typing in general.
Yeah.
Opticals are better for gaming because they have a more faster response.
Oh, so the optical one's better for the gaming. Oh, so what games are you playing right now? Oh, how's the new Tekken?
Pretty good.
What, do you guys have it?
Right now we have Street Fighter 6.
Oh, can't see Street Fighter 6? So where are the controllers?
We use this one.
Okay, good.
It's in which is the fighter.
Right. Let me choose Ryu.
Yeah. This is Ryu.
Oh, nice. Okay, what's up? 안녕하세요? Okay, it looks like he's kind of a little scared. Wow. What's that over there?
That's the streaming. So we have streamers sometimes that come and stream.
Oh, can I take a look at the setup?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Oh, so how's it working? Is this renting the room or?
Not right now.
Or how does it work?
Is the this marketing just... team would bring like streamers here.
Oh, who's the most famous streamer that y'all have seen?
We had a group called Against the Currents, which they have about 2-3 million followers on YouTube.
Wow. That's
and
really good.
Yeah, they do music, so.
Oh, they do music too. Oh, what is that lamp there?
Oh, that's key light.
Oh, key light.
Yeah.
Can you just get it on Amazon?
Sorry?
Do you guys sell it or can you just get it on Amazon?
Oh, we do sell it, yeah. We're putting it on our website.
Wow, pink. Oh, wow. Pink. Whoa. I kind of like this pink.
Yeah.
So, if I give you $1,000 today, what would you want to buy? What do you have on your eyes right now? What you would want to buy?
Like right now?
Yeah.
I pretty much have everything I want. I have no idea.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wait, so who's your new favorite Tekken fighter?
Victor Chevalier. He's a new character.
Oh, what's his concept?
He's like a swordsman, you know, he's like a ninja.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Wait, so how's the new Tekken different from the old Tekken?
Oh, it's much better. It's been mainly five just new graphics.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
The
game is much more smoother. They have new mechanics in terms of combos now, so uh-huh. It's pretty nice. It's
oh.
A rage mechanic.
So like what are some of the cool things with the new mechanics?
There's a rage mechanic, which kind of boosts your combos now.
Yeah.
So if you do multiple combos while doing rage.
Oh,
which
cool.
Adds into doing more damage, which is kind of crazy.
Oh, that's pretty
yeah,
cool.
Like, there's a lot more to this.
So, according to the earlier reviews, who did they say is the best character?
Usually the Mishimas, like Kazuya or Heihachi, like from the older games.
Now, oh, even Heihachi?
Yeah. He's not in this game, obviously, because I don't want to spoil it. I don't know if you play Tekken 7.
You can spoil it. Spoil it.
Well, it's he okay. Died in Tekken 7. So
who died?
Heihachi.
How did he get killed?
By Kazuya. So oh. He's thrown out to the cliff.
Why did Kaizu kill?
Well, because of the conflicts they've been having for years, obviously.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Heihachi doesn't like Kazuya because Kazuya's the devil and then, you know, Kazuya.
Well, I got confused. I thought that was his son or no?
No, it's his son. Yeah, because it's his son.
So why did he kill his own dad?
Well, because he just doesn't like his dad. And his dad doesn't like his son because his son is the devil. So it's that conflict.
Wait, so then who's Jin?
Jin is Kazuya's son.
Oh, Jin is Kazuya's son,
yeah.
But Hitachi is like the
so
granddaddy
grand,
of Jin.
Yeah.
Oh,
so is Jin
a good guy?
Jin is a good. He has a devil form, but he's a good guy.
Oh,
yeah.
So who's Brian Fury?
He's like another Tekken character. His conflicts is with Yoshimitsu, who's another swordsman.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's
yeah.
The other one.
So what's Brian Fury's story? Because he's my favorite character.
I don't really know much about him because I don't use him a lot. I just know that he's like a military guy.
Oh.
People, you know.
Is he a cyborg or is he a human?
He's Android.
He's Android?
Yeah.
Oh, so like not a human.
That, yeah,
not a human.
Not a human.
Oh. So he's evil or?
He's evil, yeah.
Oh. How do you know he's evil?
I mean, it's just obvious. Just by the way he acts. Because if you play the game, he laughs a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You can just
whoa.
Tell. Yeah.
So cool. So, you know your friends. Are all your friends gamers or do you have some friends who are not gamers?
I don't play with friends anymore, mm-hmm. Honestly, as much as I used to, like back in Xbox 360 and Xbox
yeah, 360. Yeah, oh, okay.
I still have my friends that they do play games, I just don't play games.
Oh, are they just not as hardcore enough?
Honey, Yeah, we kind of moved on, I guess we could say.
So do you just like play with just people online or just random people?
Mostly myself, single player games and just online.
Oh. What were some single player games you like?
There's several games like God of War, Ragnarok.
Oh, how's the new God of War?
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, honey, unjan. Oh, can you show how to do this one?
Yeah. So you do need to use the pedals with this one.
Okay, I got pushing. Right. 아빠가 pushing. 우리 운전해.
Yeah. So.
Oh wow. Okay. 아빠가 한 명 앉았어. 운전하자.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, this is like, is this like the flagship? The flagship. 아유, 운전하자. Wow. Wait, which game is this?
It's Assetto Corsa.
Like which one?
It's kind of like a real racing game. Assetto Corsa.
How do you spell?
It's A-S-S-something and something.
Wow. Dude, the haptics on this is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you zoom out? Is there like a POV view?
That's,
Oh, nice. Oh, we got the Lambo.
Oh yeah, it's the Lambo.
So what do you think is the most overrated versus underrated game? Your personal thing.
Fortnite is overrated.
Which one is?
Fortnite.
Fortnite?
Too much.
Do people still play it?
Oh yeah.
Really?
This is the game, the Assetto
Corsa. Oh, what does Assetto mean? I've never heard of that one. Is it different from Gran Turismo?
It's similar to the Gran Turismo concept.
Yeah.
I would say it's still real life racing.
Yeah.
But it's like another form of real life racing.
Oh, okay.
There's tons of like real life racing kind of games. There's Formula One, there's Gran Turismo, there's this.
Wait, is this a PC game or is this?
It's a console too, but this one is a PC because we have the laptop here. So everything is running from the laptop.
How expensive a laptop do you need?
For us, the cheapest will be 1600. That's going to be like 14, the cheapest one.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's like 3060.
Yeah.
And it goes up all the way to 5600 or so. That's like 4090 maxed out.
Oh, okay.
Everything, yeah.
Here,
as far as RAM and storage.
So. Oh, so what's your take on VR?
On VR?
Yeah, what do you think about it?
I think it's an interesting concept.
Have you tried playing any of the VR games or not really?
I do have Oculus Quest 2 actually.
So oh! What do you think about Oculus?
It's good. I do like it. I don't use it as much. But I like it. There's some things
that
play
on that.
It's fun.
Oh, okay. Because you know the new Apple Vision Pro just came out, right?
Oh yeah, we've seen. I mean, just yesterday I saw like 4 people here. That, so.
Wait, with it on?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. Like literally, I'm
just walking around with it. Really?
Yeah.
Did it look like a bunch of weirdos? You shake, shake, 괜찮다. Oh yeah. Shake, shake. 괜찮다고 행아. Wow. 저든 드세요. Swish. 저 드세요. 네, 이거 쓰레기 trash. Wow. Oh, really? Oh, wait, Tesla. Wait, so sell me on it. What's so cool about it?
So, cool thing about it, depending on the trim.
Yeah.
It's a pickup truck.
Yeah.
It does slow ride height. My favorite process is steering by wire.
Oh.
So, if the trim slows car, you turn your right turn, left turn.
Yeah.
You flick it.
Oh, wait, so the question is, can I park this in LA?
Pretty sure this is what you get, yeah.
Oh, man. Whoa, Tesla Cybertruck. Wow. All right, people nutting their pants over the Cybertruck or what? When this is it actually get delivered?
Which one?
There's the Cybertruck. Oh, they're already delivering?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've seen some on board already.
Oh, did you put in a pre-order yet?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Is that the Vision Pro?
Yeah.
Wait, have you tried it yet?
Not yet. I have to go home.
are you in tech or are you just doing it for fun?
Yeah, I'm in tech.
Oh, which one?
Software engineer.
For which one?
Oh, I got laid off, so I don't work for anyone right now.
Oh, so what's interesting to you about the Vision Pro? Because I'm like, I play with like the Quest and stuff like that. And
the pass-through is supposedly, it looks a clear as day, like you can read your
own. You can, I mean, I saw Casey Neistat riding his electric skateboard in New York City with it on. So apparently you can see through it really well. Just like you're wearing like...
Vision Pro. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Vision Pro. Yeah, I love your hat.